I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we just have to hear this John Middlecoff audio coming up here. Great. Okay, this will be a lot of fun. I hope you're thrilled. That's coming up momentarily. You think Aaron Rodgers should tell everybody who his wife is? Or you think his wife is upset that he kind of kept it a secret that they're married? That's it.
Yeah,
You think she's upset.
First of all, so yeah, the news, if you're just joining us, some of the big news yesterday around the NFL.
The big news out of Steelers camp.
Yeah, the big news was that he had ring on.
Hey, we're the good franchise here right now, guys. We're the ones with the culture. All our guys came to practice.
I know, things have changed.
TJ Watt's causing problems. We got old quarterbacks.
Folks,
we don't know if they're married over there.
We have what's called in the business a buy-in. We got it. The Steelers don't.
There you go.
Nor do the Bengals.
We're not the mess of the franchise.
Even Lamar Jackson skipped out on a workout session.
Even Lamar Jackson skipped out on a workout
How's
session.
How's that going to help you in the
Boom,
playoffs,
there
Lamar?
You go. Take that.
How is it going to help? Don't forget, you can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere in the free Odyssey app or your smart speaker by telling Alexa, oh, she's terrific, to play the 92.3 The Fan. And now you can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel. Watch all the best content from the favorite shows on The Fan each and every weekday.
You know who loves that YouTube channel?
Who's that?
Aaron Rodgers' wife, probably.
If you were married to a famous woman, do you want people to know you're married to her?
Yes, every day.
You egotistical animal.
Every day. Name me a famous woman. Who's a good one? Whether she's married or not, I don't care. Just for the sake of this conversation.
No, I get dumped if I say that. Just think. Oh, you
what
think
were you
going to
say? Nancy Pelosi?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Actually, yes.
Actually, I was going to name somebody else, but I'm not going to do
that. AOC? Okay.
No. Go ahead.
Well, that was going to be mine.
Do you want
AOC.
Slotkin?
Do you want everybody to know that you're married to AOC?
Yes.
Why?
I seems,
have them making memes of you every day.
She seems like a very talented politician.
How about here's an easy
You're
one.
Stupid.
Good job of mobilizing people that agree with her.
A Kardashian or Jenner.
Ooh.
No.
That's nuts. No, absolutely not.
100%. First
you
of all,
do?
Immediately, what would that do to my net worth? You imagine?
Well, I would go on Celebrity Net Worth and you would actually be on there.
Your net worth would be high, but they don't need to know about you. Dolly Parton was married for like 60 years. Nobody knew what her husband looked like. He did just fine. He was married to Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I'd be bragging.
She threw lots of sex at him over that marriage. Good for him.
I feel like that would be a tried and true congratulations on all your success.
There you go.
Probably wear a shirt that says something to the effect of I am married to this person.
He didn't need to do that. He was comfortable in his own maleness. He didn't have to worry about that.
Do we feel like Aaron Rodgers is comfortable in his own maleness?
I think he's as comfortable as it gets.
How many retreats does he need to go on a year? How many?
As many as it takes to get his chi centered, apparently.
Oh.
However, you think that she would be upset that he didn't tell everybody that they're married, announce to the world?
I think it's got to be a little strange that one of the famous dudes in sports, we all agree Aaron Rodgers is one of the most famous dudes in sports.
Yes.
In fact, so famous that wasn't he going to host Jeopardy? Didn't they have him?
Yes.
Like, this guy truly wants to be in the public's eye. As much as he pretends like he does it, he wants it. He loves the cameras. He loves getting people to talk about his every move. Mm. And then he loves this. He loves this conversation right now. He loves that people didn't know who he was married to. What I'm wondering is, how would you feel if you were that significant other that you are being kept hidden from everybody?
I think, though, that he knows that his fame comes at a cost. And he knows that there's a lot of people, while they may like Aaron Rodgers, he's a very controversial figure. There's a lot of people who hate Aaron Rodgers. And I don't think he wants people taking cheap shots at his new wife, because that's what they'll do. They do that in politics. They would do that to you if you were just married to AOC. Now, wouldn't they, Tone? Or married to Nancy Pelosi, they would, wouldn't they, Tone? So why wouldn't they do that in sports when it comes to Aaron Rodgers? A guy who is revered and reviled as Aaron Rodgers? I think it's only right. She's a loved one, isn't she? I'd hope so. They're married now. Wouldn't he want to protect her?
I'll tell you, my finance guy would love my stock situation if I was married to them.
See, so that's all you think of. That's
here's
why you're going to need Cordell and Cordell someday.
Here's what I'm thinking, though. Famous people are the ones that always bitch about being famous, right? Because their whole crusade through their youth was to become famous, most of them. And then they love some of the benefits and the trappings. And then they realize, oh, I can't walk into any restaurant without people videotaping me. I can't even pick up a fork.
Yeah.
They're videotaping me. I can't walk into a store without being videotaped. Actually, fame kind of sucks. They forget about the fact that, well, it comes with all this excess, this great wealth, these relationships, all these connections that you have to get done whatever you want, the private jet access.
Yeah, look at you.
To make your life more convenient. You get all those things, but you hate it. But in the other way, she is not getting the fame part of it. And now she didn't get the lead up to it, which is the fun part. Now she's only going to get the bad part now, because they're going to be investigating. They're going to be looking into her every move, because she's been kept a mystery.
If
we don't like mysteries, all we really want to do is investigate the mysteries.
If she really wants it, then he should be able to provide it for her. But she may not be ready for that sort of fame yet. She might not be. He's only doing what's right by what is.
Do we know how old she is?
I don't.
All he knows, her name is Brittany.
If she's over 18, what's it matter, Tone? What's it matter? What's age got to do with it?
Oh, I think the Jordan Hudson situation, Bill Belichick.
And I look at people who make a big deal about that as if they're idiots.
Like, if Bill Belichick remarried or got into a relationship with someone age-appropriate for him, which would be...
Who says that's age-appropriate? Who are you to say age-appropriate?
Somebody, I think, within their league would be what? 45, 50 and up for a successful, wealthy...
According to you, why should he care about what people think of him? Why should Aaron Rodgers care about what other people think of who he's dating?
I'm not saying he should care.
As long as they're over 500.
I'm just saying we...
Over 500, over 18.
We definitely, as a society, we care about...
They're batting 298, get them out of there. Where are they slashing?
We care about the wives and girlfriends of successful people. The wags. We care about these things. We always have. That's what leads tabloid journalism, and now it's crossed over. Now it's just not tabloid. It's gone out into the mainstream.
Well, it's all content. You're creating content. Everybody creates content. All right. Well, if you want to be that way, that's fine.
Do you think we are going to find out in the next week
if he wants
everything possible?
If they together want it. But if not, I support his...
Yeah, but I think if he doesn't want it, that will only lead to more and more investigative pieces.
I support her right to privacy if she wants that privacy. Now, Jordan Hudson, on the other hand, I don't think she wants a lot of privacy. All right, but I still don't understand. He's 73 years old. Again, old people.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
People have been wanting to get with young people since way before we were born, and hopefully after, but who knows? I mean, with AI and all that stuff, who knows what's going to happen to the species. But regardless, old people and young people have been getting together for a long time. What the hell has that got to do with anything? Nothing. All right, play this. You want to play it all morning. I've been trying to avoid it all morning. I don't want to give it any more air. So take it away. Take it away.
John.
It's different Middlecoff. Between you and me. If you don't want to talk about something, we ain't going to talk about it. You, we're going to talk about it, but I'm going to fight it kicking and screaming. So go right on ahead.
John Middlecoff had some very positive things to say about not only your front office, but your head coach, but did say he's a little worried about the situation with Shedeur Sanders and what kind of situations that could create.
Shedeur by week 8 is starting. Do you think I'm out of my mind?
If it gets to a point, the team's not going to be very good. If they force him to start Shedeur Sanders and the coach doesn't want to play him, I do think Kevin Stefanski by the end of the year will just quit. It'll be one of those situations where Stefanski and Barry, who are very highly thought of, they overdrafted Gabriel to keep the owner off their back, and then the kid kept falling, and then he made him draft him.
I think it's true because I asked GMs about Dylan Gabriel, and they're like, he's not a third-round draft pick.
I knew people that thought the guy was undraftable because of his size. Not that he's not. I mean, he was an excellent college player, and he's very productive. But going in the third round, I think, was a jarring move for a lot of teams. Like, wow. And I truly believe they did it. And if it's the visuals of the owner hovering over him, but he was there in the fifth round.
Audio courtesy of The Volume, Colin Coward.
That's why
and
you're
Middlecoff.
You. That's why you're you. Because here I am about to react to it.
I am curious how you react.
Jimmy wanted to draft Dylan Gabriel. Is that what I'm supposed to understand from that bit of audio?
No.
Who liked Dylan Gabriel?
I think the Jimmy part of it was the Shedeur Sanders.
Okay, so hold on. But he called Dylan Gabriel undraftable, right? Mm. Is that what he said? But
he
Kevin,
said some people say.
Okay, some people say.
Other
well, just
people
say,
around
who
the
are
NFL.
The people then? Some people say a lot of things. Some people say that Lima is extorting me on a daily basis, and that's why I do this with him. Some people say lots of things.
I don't think it's a reach to think that they reached on Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, I think it's a reach when you sit there and tell everybody how respected and beloved Kevin Stefanski is and then sit there and say, yeah, Dylan Gabriel, the quarterback that he really liked, was considered undraftable. Okay, well, whose fault is that if Dylan Gabriel goes out there and sucks? That's Jimmy Haslam's fault? Because I can tell you right now, I don't know if Jimmy Haslam knew anything about Dylan Gabriel, and he certainly didn't go in there and make the pick on Dylan Gabriel.
No, he's not saying it's a Jimmy Haslam issue with Dylan Gabriel.
Are you understanding what I'm saying here?
No, I'm not. I think you're not understanding what was said on the
John
audio.
Middlecoff is talking out of both sides of his mouth.
I think you need to re-listen.
Play the audio again.
Shedeur by week 8 is starting. Do you think I'm out of my mind?
If it gets to a point, the team's not going to be very good. If they force him to start Shedeur Sanders and the coach doesn't want to play him, I do think Kevin Stefanski by the end of the year will just quit. It'll be one of those situations where Stefanski and Barry, who are very highly thought of, they overdrafted Gabriel to keep the owner off their back, and then the kid kept falling, and then he made him draft him.
I think it's true because I asked GMs about Dylan Gabriel, and they're like, he's not a third-round draft pick.
I knew people that thought the guy was undraftable because of his size. Not that he's not. I mean, he was an excellent college player, and he's very productive. But going in the third round, I think, was a jarring move for a lot of teams. Like, wow. And I truly believe they did it. And if it's the visuals of the owner hovering over him, but he was there in the fifth round.
So they made a decision to draft a guy at number 94 overall who was considered by some undraftable, according to him, to keep the owner off their back? Is that it?
No.
Because I know for a fact that Kevin really liked
him. The way it came off to me was that they made the decision to draft Dylan Gabriel because they did not want to draft Shedeur Sanders.
And then they end up with Shedeur because of the owner.
Because of the owner. Because he was still there at pick 144, 42
okay.
or whatever.
But again, there was other quarterbacks you could have taken other than Dylan Gabriel who were still on the board.
No, maybe they like Dylan. Maybe Andrew Berry likes Dylan Gabriel.
So why?
What's the problem with that? Different teams have different evaluations on guys.
Okay, hold on.
I'm so confused as to the bigger story here is that they're saying Kevin Stefanski should quit. That's the whole takeaway here is that they think Kevin Stefanski, who he is saying, and I've heard this from plenty, that Kevin Stefanski has a high approval around the NFL. They think, especially his ability to stay in power as the head coach in this market, with this team, this organization, and this owner, they think is a testament. The fact that he's gone to the playoffs twice, and the second time with the roster that was nowhere near the roster they set out to have. He's saying that if Shador Sanders is being forced on him, which they're not the first ones to think that the owner had something to do with them taking Shador Sanders in the fifth round after they had already taken a quarterback, he's saying that he should quit.
Okay. I'm talking about something different, though.
I know you are, and I don't understand why you're talking about that.
Because he's talking out of both sides of his mouth.
No, he's saying Andrew Berry's also highly thought of, but they were surprised.
I quit on the segment. Go ahead and ask everybody. I quit on the segment.
I mean, people thought Brad Holmes was crazy.
Throw out the number and ask the people whether or not.
Hold on. People thought Brad Holmes was crazy when he took Jahmyr Gibbs where they took him. They thought that was a reach. I mean, you can have different evaluations of players, even from good organizations. I'm sure they think Philadelphia has had some bad draft picks at the time that they took those picks, but still had a lot of favorable things to say about their organization.
Okay.
I think you got a little lost in the weeds.
No, I'm not lost in the weeds here. Okay, great. Do the show.
Do you think it's crazy if a coach had a quarterback forced on him? Do you think a coach, if they really had the approval around the league and could get another job, I think that's basically what Middlecoff's saying is Stefanski can get another job.
He said they're loved around the league.
Yeah.
Both of them.
So do you think that if a quarterback was forced on you,
who hires
against
head coaches?
Your will, you should leave.
Who hires head coaches?
Owners.
Okay.
Well, they sign off on them. Sometimes GMs spearhead the service.
But in this ultimately, situation,
yeah. Ultimately, the person,
Kevin was hired first.
Ultimately, the person signing the checks is the one who hires them. Jimmy signs the checks. So if you have a guy who decides to quit on a job, which again, we always tell everybody to quit their jobs. It's amazing. You quit the job that pays you life-changing money. You go ahead and quit that. I wouldn't want to quit it. I would rather get fired if I were Kevin Stefanski, because then I can go ahead and collect on my contract. Walking away from it makes me walk away from money. So I don't want him to go quit a job to do that. He can go sit out and get fired if he wants to do that. But again, if you just quit on an owner, I don't know. There's only so many owners out there, and they seem to hold a lot of sway with each other in a very, very, very small club. So I think it's a dangerous thing to go ahead and do it, because it isn't like we haven't talked about guys getting blackballed from the NFL over the last decade. So I don't think that that's a very good thing to do. But you asked me the question, I answered the question. I still think he's talking out of both sides of his mouth, but I'll let that lie, because apparently it's not the narrative you want to go with. So it's fine. I thought both our names were on the show. 216-474-0092. Go ahead and ask people the question. It's your audio you want to play. Go ahead and ask.
I asked the question. I'm still waiting for your answer. But
why?
Do you think,
well, I'm the one having to throw it to break. Why do I got to throw it to break? You throw it to break.
Do you think Kevin Stefanski, if he was forced to play the quarterback, should say, I'm done here. I need to find a new opportunity.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.